AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. No one is going anywhere in much of the East as a massive snowstorm shuts down travel. In New York City at this hour, travel is being halted on above-ground subway lines.
What does that mean? We are seeing issues with the third rail. Subway service in New York relies on third rail power.
Transit systems have also halted operations in Philadelphia and Washington, D.C. Some hotels in Washington are getting business this weekend because people are stranded in the storm. Also because some people, like this man, still needed to get to work.
I worked late last night. The emergency crews, the trucks were out, the plows. Incidentally, at a hotel that I stayed, a lot of park service crew is there.
Getting home has been a challenge for people stuck on interstates. The Duquesne men's basketball team is still not home after spending the night on their bus on the Pennsylvania Turnpike. Team spokesman David Saba.
The driver's able to keep the bus idling, so we have heat, we have power. The only thing we're lacking right now is food.
Meantime, there are people who are actually enjoying all the snow. This couple is in Philadelphia.
We're used to it. We moved from Boston, so this isn't too bad for us.
This is a nice day to walk around and enjoy our surroundings.
The storm is expected to bring high winds and heavy snows to the east throughout the rest of the weekend. There may be another candidate joining the presidential campaign, former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg.
Sources tell the AP Bloomberg is worried about Donald Trump's rise. Sources tell the AP Bloomberg is worried about Donald Trump's rise in the Republican race and the impact of Bernie Sanders' campaign on Hillary Clinton's race for the Democratic nomination. He is said to be judging an independent campaign and has hired advisors who plan to conduct a poll after next month's New Hampshire primary. Bloomberg has set a March deadline to decide on whether to enter the race.
That's the AP's Ed Donahue. The other candidates already in the race are campaigning this weekend in Iowa and New Hampshire. This is AP Radio News. For the first time, the Air Force is talking about nuclear missteps that happened in 2014.
The Air Force says three airmen in northeastern Colorado made maintenance errors that damaged a nuclear-armed missile in its launch silo. The damaged missile was removed, and the mistake cost the airmen their nuclear certification. It happened nearly a year and a half ago, but the Air Force had not explained the consequences until the AP asked about the incident. Still, it's refusing to provide details about just what happened, saying they're too sensitive to make public. The service does say the accident did not risk public safety. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Iraq's prime minister is asking the coalition for more police training, particularly for Sunnis. The Sunni forces will have to secure Ramadi and other towns once Islamic State militants are ousted. Still no sign of three inmates who escaped from a jail in Orange County, California, sometime on Friday. The three are considered to be very dangerous. They've been charged with violent crimes, including murder and torture. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.